Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and he's back on Monday. We're going to take a look at the extremely local news with Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Happy 5th of July, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy. Happy 5th.
Well, did you do anything fun on the 4th yesterday?
You know, I spent the whole day smoking a brisket and ribs and then saw the fireworks. I watched the hot dog eating contest. So I would say I had a very cliche 4th of July. It was fantastic.
And special congratulations go out to Chicago's very own Patrick Bertoletti. He is the nicest guy, and he finally won.
He did. It was great to see it. He had an opportunity yesterday because the favorite wasn't allowed to eat this year. Joey Chestnut. He signed with a plant-based hot dog company, and he got bounced from the Nathan's contest. But yeah, he's been doing this for a long time, about 18 years. He's a Chicago guy. He grew up in Palos Heights and went to Morgan Park Academy. He's been a staple around Chicago. Owned a restaurant in Lincoln Square. And just really a great, nice guy, a lot of fun. And, it was sort of a tight race yesterday in the hot dog eating contest, but Patrick came out on top. It's hard to say it's anything other than kind of disgusting to watch.
I know.
Do this. So, I mean, some are a little smoother than the others, but some of them are really just, putting as much into their mouth as they can. But he had 58 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The math is just too much to think about, but I think it's about 18,000 calories. I don't think at this point you're counting calories when you're eating hot dogs by the dozen.
I didn't think calories counted if you ate it quickly.
No,
or on
holidays for that matter.
Right.
I think you get it the day off.
Well, good for Patrick Bertoletti. No mohawk though. He shaved his mohawk off.
Yeah, he looked looked kind of like a little bit like Kyle Schwarber yesterday. I think
he did.
He was kind of looking more just like he could fit into mainstream society a little bit more. But if they know what he can do with 68 hot dogs, it's interesting, and it's they get $10,000 for the win. But I think the bigger part is now he's really just elevated his profile, so now he gets to go around the country and do this. And it's not just he's not just a hot dog eater. Most of these guys also have like strange lists of things they can do. I'll just throw one out there that he once ate 42 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in 10 minutes to win a contest.
Jeez.
So yes.
Oh my god, how do you swallow with peanut butter, that much peanut butter in your mouth, all right.
Oh,
well, congrats to Patrick. Moving on to another P story, the piping plover parents. Woohoo!
Yep. How about it? Well, the constant updates on these guys, just because it's such a cool story, the revival of the Great Lakes piping plovers on the Chicago lakefront. Montrose Harbor and Montrose Beach is really sort of the center of it all, although Hyde Park has seen some. But yes, everyone remembers Monty and Rose from their triumphant return to Chicago in 2019. Their son Amani and his mate Sea Rocket had four chicks. They hatched all last week, and they're being protected on Montrose Beach as they grow up a little bit. But really just a hope that that now we get more and more that we'll start getting some other folks to come, and it could really at some point just start a brand new colony in Chicago. It had been about 5 decades before Monty and Rose had showed up that there had been a nest at Montrose Beach. So now we've got one every year. So Amani looks like he might be here to stay for a while, and hopefully Sea Rocket sticks around. And just very cool to see just the revival of a species that's we thought had been gone for quite some time.
Well, now what happened to Monty and Rose? I know they both have passed away, right?
Right. Yeah. Monty died right. Unfortunately, it was pretty sad. Right when you know everyone was kind of watching it, he had gotten some kind of infection and died. Rose never returned, so we really don't know if Rose is out and about and maybe just sticking around in Florida or if she's gone too. But yes, I think if Rose were ever to fly back to Montrose Beach, there might need to be some sort of big party for her.
Oh, and our last story is not a good one. There were some bicyclists on a group ride that were attacked. Explain this.
This was obviously a troubling one. If you've been around the city, you've seen these critical mass bike rides where about 100 or so, maybe a couple hundred cyclists, they all meet up together and then they go out biking around the streets of Chicago. It's sort of like a, they'd say a show of community. It's kind of also a show of force. Hey, we're cyclists. We're out here. We share the streets too. But it can lead to tension with drivers, obviously, who get, we see drivers get frustrated for much less things than having to wait 10 minutes in an alley. But it happened in Uptown last Friday. Driver got blocked at sort of the beginning of this group, and he was looked like he was being aggressive, so some of the cyclists really got stopped and blocked his path to clear everybody else out. A fight ensued. One of the bicyclists got knocked unconscious. Jeez. And then someone else from that car got out and started firing shots in the air to his warning shots, it looked like, but really just escalated a situation that was tense to begin with. But the critical mass folks will say, just listen, we're gonna pass by, you'll get the be able to go, just have a little bit of patience with us, we're out there, we belong in these streets as well. But there were some injuries and no arrests at this point, but just kind of a tense situation. The critical mass folks say, we see stuff like this all the time. This is not really an anomaly. There's a lot of just sort of animosity between some drivers and bicyclists, and not just for critical mass, just in general. So, we all got to just be careful out there and
calm down.
Exactly.
Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago, and you can find these stories and more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. Have a great one.
Thanks, Wendy. You too.